This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Seems like only moments ago, Michael, we spent such pleasant moments together. It seems like we were just doing this for last week. But here we are with the charts for the week of November the 9th to the 13th as we get ready for Thanksgiving. Election's over. Not much going on. Everybody's feeling good.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
oh, wait a minute. That's the headline from next month. I'm sorry.
No, that's a headline from 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Happy days are here again. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll go through the stories and the people list, first of all, and have our usual or unusual anecdotal conversation about what's going on. Michael has been quoted widely this week in lots of publications having to do with the future of Rush Limbaugh and Donald Trump and whether one can replace the other. I'll let you worry or think about that for a moment or two as Michael goes through the list. First of all, what do we have, Michael?
Well, we certainly have had an interesting week. Aren't you glad that the election is over and there's no more discussion? I mean, we were all suffering from anxiety.
To talk about. Yes,
we were
right.
Figuring, okay, when the election's over, we can get down to worrying about the other problem, right. COVID-19.
Already this week, there are three candidates for president in 2024. We got three folks working.
Who are we talking about?
Trump. Cruz. Well, they're right. Trump. Trump. Cruz.
Trump.
And Marco Rubio.
Marco Rubio and Cruz.
Yeah,
there are two guys. There are two guys that should be ashamed of themselves as human beings and as, to use an old expression, I don't mean this in the sexist way, as men. After the things that Donald Trump said about them, that they could be such sycophantic suck-ups
to
him.
Jump on the bandwagon. How is that different from what Kamala Harris said about Joe Biden? Think about that. The horrible things that she said about him. And then you look at her horrible record in Los Angeles and how she's bought and paid for by whoever it is at the moment that says, okay, we'll give you some money for your campaign. That's the way she goes. I see that on both sides, but you're right about those two guys.
You're absolutely right about Kamala Harris as well.
Right.
You're absolutely right. I think we have to have a better memory about that. I mean, the old saying that politics makes for strange bedfellows. If you can't believe what politicians say when they're under stress, when they're in debates, when they're in the battle, then you can't believe anything they say.
Mm-hmm. And why should you?
But particularly some of the things that Cruz, Rubio, I don't know.
He's just a lightweight. My expression
reeks.
For Cruz. If you want to lose, vote for Cruz. That's right. The way I look at it with him.
Rubio reeks of lightweightedness.
Yes, he does.
I mean, Trump said, little Marco. I mean, he reeks of being a lightweight.
Yeah.
Cruz, on the other hand, has a tremendous amount of gravitas.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember distinctly him calling the candidate Trump a narcissistic sociopath or something along those lines.
Pretty close.
I mean, you know.
Yep.
The guy insulted his wife's looks. The guy accused his father of being involved in JFK's assassination.
Is there anything he didn't do?
How do you overcome that and suddenly support him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Whatever. Okay. But in terms of the candidates for president in 2024, I think the front runner on the GOP is clearly Kanye West.
And, absolutely. The fourth person. I forgot about him.
Yeah, don't forget about Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump is without question, at this moment, things will probably change. But at this moment, you have to see Trump as the leader of a major constituency in America. and will...
And that could be enhanced by his owning some cable TV channel and replacing Rush Limbaugh and stuff like that, if he's able to pull that off.
Yeah, I don't think he'll replace Rush Limbaugh, and I was quoted very boldly.
Yes.
Made a lot of waves in the Los Angeles Times, and if I could find that story, I will read my quote sometime during the program today. I don't have it at hand at the moment.
I have it. So maybe I can find it.
Maybe you could even read it for us. So, and you can also do my voice. You
can look just like you, sound like you.
Well, looking like me, I don't think anybody could look like me now because I don't look like me right now. I see my reflection in the glass or in the mirror, and I go, "Oh my God."
Haircut time.
Yeah.
Let's go through the list.
Number 10, mental health and conservative cable TV news channel war. At number 9, climate change and Hurricane Eta. At number 8, race relations and police reform. Number 7, the education crisis. Number 6, the economy. Number 5, Pentagon changes and the celebration of Veterans Day this past week. At number 4, the Supreme Court of the United States and the Affordable Care Act. Number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections, vaccines, the hospital crisis, healthcare, masks, social distancing, all that stuff. Number 2, the Georgia runoffs and recount. Georgia is at the epicenter of American politics as we speak. And number 1, the presidential election aftermath. The 10 most talked about people, want me to go through them real fast.
Please.
Rudy Giuliani at 10, Mark Esper at 9, number 8, Barack Obama, number 7, Tony Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci, the aforementioned Kamala Harris at number 6, number 5, Raphael Warnock, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue, and John Ossoff, that's from the Georgia special election, number 4, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Grassley, number 3, Bill Barr, number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden. And that's the way it stacks up in one of the craziest weeks since the crazy week before and the crazy week before.
The crazy week before that. Exactly. All right. Speaking of before and now, I've been talking a lot over the last 3.5 years about a product that is, when you get the information, almost unbelievable because it is as good as it is. It works so well. The product I'm talking about is Kellitrin. It's a natural weight loss formula that works so well. 86% of the people that go on to this program lose the weight, and another 80% keep it off. Stay on the program for 6 months, and you're home free. If you pay attention to the directions, you have a consultant available when you go to toploss.com. That's the Kellitrin website. When you go to that website, you can click on to a connection you can make with somebody there at Kellitrin that will stay with you as you go through your weight loss process. It's really cool. So many reasons to choose Kellitrin for healthy weight loss. Go to toploss.com. It's a product made in the United States. It's approved by the FDA. A perfect supplement. It really is for everybody in the family. So check it out. The clinical studies prove what I am saying. They are all published at the Kellitrin website, toploss.com. And when you're checking out, after you've been convinced to try this program, you'll pay for 3 months of supply and you get 6 months for your effort. How about them apples? It's kind of a BOGO deal at toploss.com. Buy three, get three free. It is a good 6 month program because you not only lose the weight, train the body to keep it off. That's toploss.com. And when you're checking out, use the discount code DJV. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you make sure you get the best deals on all. And there's no hidden fees, no recurring plans, none of that stuff. That's toploss.com. Promo code DJV.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit merrilledge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Back with Michael Harrison, I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. So one of the things that wasn't much discussed this week was the hurricane. Even though it is number 9 on our story list, the damage from that hurricane, other hurricanes, I guess if we weren't in the cycle we're in, Michael, it might have gotten, well, you like that?
I know.
If we weren't in the cycle we were in, Michael, we would be talking more about this. Although talking about, I mean, is the inference when we talk about things that we, through conversation, make them better? And I don't know how you make things better.
Yeah, if we talk more about the hurricane, we could get it to stop. We could be like George Norrie or Art Bell will focus on you know, diffusing the hurricane.
Right. That's an Uri Geller line. Actually, they got that. They got that from Uri because that's Uri's thing.
Yeah. Anyway. I often wonder if everybody in the world, all the billions of people that lived on the world, all focused on a candle being blown out,
mm-hmm.
whether it could happen or not. But you can't. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to pull that off. But go on.
I just think that there are a couple of things that got soft shrift this week because of COVID. They've gotten short shrift for months because of COVID and the presidential election.
No question.
And even to a point, Black Lives Matter. But that is one of them. And Veterans Day this past week, I'm going to share with you, if I may. I want to use this platform. It's really your time. But if you don't mind, I'm going to share a thought with you that I had on the air, and I have repeated it 3 or 4 times because I find it so damned outrageous. Maybe some other people will take it. There was a study done of what was the Defense Department, the Pentagon, and its forerunners since America became a country. And over the years, every single suggestion that was ever made by anybody who was running the Pentagon or in the military-industrial complex has every single suggestion of spending money for any new toy, new tool, new weapon, new plane, new boat, new whatever it is, every single one of them have been funded. Even if the military didn't want them, they were funded. You remember stories in the last 10, 12 years about planes that nobody wanted and they still got built? Well, compare that much money being spent and what we know of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department, and then look at the plight of veterans who are in pathetic shape in physical terms, mental, emotional terms, and we continue to harp on it, and yet nothing really is being done. Trump said, we're going to fix this. He didn't. The guy before that, Obama, we're going to fix it. They didn't. It hasn't been fixed. It hasn't even been addressed. They just use these people for a backdrop for their campaign, and they forget about it. It is the biggest disgrace in the United States of America, as far as I'm concerned. So there. You've heard my thought.
No, that thought, fortunately, that thought was expressed on these on talk radio this week on Veterans Day.
Yeah. Well, why does it need to be expressed on more than Veterans Day? But maybe at least that's a start.
Yeah.
All right, we go back to the story list here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is the cost of finishing the basement worth the benefit of some peace and quiet?
When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing can help you find answers with personalized planning tools and insights to help you get where you want to go, even if it's just downstairs. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, and may lose value.
What's new in-store at Staples?
Printing that gives you more.
HP OfficeJet Pro printers are now available with HP Plus.
HP Plus saves you money with 6 months of free ink at no extra cost and saves you trouble with double the warranty.
The OfficeJet Pro is HP's best printer for working and learning from home.
HP Plus, available only at Staples.
Shop in-store or get same-day with Instacart.
See staples.com/HP Plus for details. Instacart fees, taxes, additional terms, and or tips may apply. Delivery subject to availability.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, back to our conversation here about the Week in Review of the World of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison, who runs Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio business, has Talkers Radio and Talkers Television at talkers.com. We were talking about Veterans Day and Hurricane Ian and other things that didn't get a lot of attention. I don't think the Obama memoir got his number 8 on our people list. I'm not sure that got a lot of attention this week. And one wonders why they would release that, the publisher would release that now rather than, let's say, after the inauguration. What do you suppose was special about now, unless people want to buy it as a Christmas gift for others they know that want to read about Obama?
You just answered the question. Christmas. Now's the perfect time to put books out that are high profile for the Christmas season, the Christmas market. Mm-hmm. Remember, a book is a product. It's a product, you know.
Right.
And imagine how many people will buy the Obama book for somebody that they know who loves Obama. Because most people don't buy
books.
Are
you interested in reading it?
I personally am not a big fan of memoirs and political books of that nature. I would skim it. I'd read some of it. If I found it fascinating, I'd read it cover to cover, but I doubt I would.
You know what I found? There was a book, actually my daughter has it, a pictorial by the guy who was the official photographer during Obama's campaign, during his time in office. Mm-hmm. It's like a big coffee table book. And I have read it when I go to my daughter's house. I pick it up and I spend a few moments each time going through some of the pages. And I find it enchanting, maybe is the right word for it, to see the things that go on and to see the real person, you know, whether these are shots, you think these are shots that are taken for the book. I don't know. They just capture something. And most presidents do stuff like that. I just think that there's a human side to these people that we don't often see because often they don't let us see who they really are and, you know, who really is Barack Obama, who really is Donald Trump. Do we really know who Donald Trump is after these 4 years? We think we do, but do we really? Did we know Barack Obama for his 8 years? Or is he really somebody different? I throw that out there because I wonder. I mean, you could say that about anybody. Listen to these guys on the radio. Do we really know who they are? Do they become revealing? Does it depend on their personality? Yeah, I suppose it does. What do you think, Michael?
I think that I know who everybody is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All you have to be, hey, you're friends with who'd you say, Uri Geller?
Yes, Uri is one of my best friends.
You have to be, you have to be clairvoyant, and then you can know everything. I think we all, and actually what I'm saying is ridiculously wrong, I think we all know Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And I leave that to however people want to interpret it. Mm. You know, you could say anything about Donald Trump, and half the people in this country will interpret it one way, and half the people will interpret it another.
Mm-hmm. Do you think he cares? Do you think Trump cares what people think about him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I think he's obsessed with it. Mm. I think he is obsessed with his image. I think he's obsessed with his reputation. I think that he's obsessed with his profile and being in the spotlight more so than any other human being in our lifetime.
Mm. It's really interesting to go. I'm looking at the Obama memoir. One of the places he addresses his presidency's role in Trump's rise to power, he writes, it was as if my very presence in the White House had triggered a deep-seated panic. For millions of Americans spooked by a black man in the White House, he promised an elixir for their racial anxiety. Hmm. That's pretty, and that's a big statement. Yeah. You get right down to it.
Being an African-American president was probably just as difficult as it was for Jackie Robinson being an African-American Major League Baseball player.
Mm-hmm. Was it just as difficult for JFK being the first Catholic president?
No, not really.
No, it was color of skin that's more important than religion. It's an interesting observation. I think you're right, though. It's 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Weekly Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, or fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with a family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitution extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micro-mobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A second U.S. company in a week is reporting results that far exceeded expectations in the COVID-19 fight. Moderna said Monday its experimental vaccine was 94.5% effective in preventing COVID-19, based on interim data from late-stage clinical trials. Together with Pfizer's vaccine and pending more safety data for the FDA, the United States could have two vaccines authorized for emergency use in December. Both vaccines were developed under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed. Tax records are indicating Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden's cancer charity spent more than $3 million on salaries and $0 on cancer research during a two-year period. Documents also show the Biden Cancer Initiative, founded by Joe Biden and wife Jill, spent nearly $1 million on travel and conference expenses during that time. Again, $0 for research. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For the first time in 7 weeks, average gas prices picked up some steam, rising by 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $2.11 per gallon. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That price of $2.11 a gallon is 5 cents lower than last month and some 50 cents lower than last year. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us what the days ahead will look like with so many motorists on the road for Thanksgiving.
Gas prices as we head towards Thanksgiving may remain relatively stable this week, although some increases are likely. After last week's robust 18% rise in the price of crude oil led to a slight increase in average prices.
Across the country, Oklahoma has the lowest prices at $1.76, while California continues at the highest with $3.16 a gallon. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Week 10 action in the NFL on Sunday saw the Cleveland Browns beat the Houston Texans 10-7. A returning Nick Chubb ran for 126 yards and the only touchdown for the Browns. He's been out since Week 4 with a knee injury. Matt Prater hit a 59-yard field goal as time expired to push the Detroit Lions past the Washington football team 30-27. Three of Detroit's four wins this season have come via a Matt Prater walk-off kick. Tom Brady threw for three scores and ran another one in as Tampa Bay dropped Carolina 46-23. Arizona beat Buffalo 32-30 on a Hail Mary bomb from Kyler Murray to DeAndre Hopkins as time expired. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Moving back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Okay, so I mentioned earlier in the broadcast that you had been quoted in the press. The Los Angeles Times had quite an interesting, involved overview of where Trump goes from here as to being a talk host, radio, TV. So what'd you say?
Well, certainly, it's all part of a bigger story that we call the cable TV wars. There's the prospect of Rush starting his own cable network. He has a grudge and a battle
you
going on.
You mean Trump?
I meant Trump.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's okay.
He has a battle going with Fox right now. He's been tweeting disparaging remarks about them. You've got Newsmax TV and America News Network, OAN, vying for that constituency to the right of Fox News, which has been moderated a little bit, modified a bit, and their base is all upset. That being said, there's speculation that Trump will start his own network or get a job on the television or maybe radio. And then within that realm, they're talking about him possibly being a replacement for Rush, who inevitably is going to have to vacate his position, which is the top position in American talk radio, noon to three every day, East Coast time. And they asked me, what do I think of that? And here's what I said. With all due respect for the president, he cannot hold a candle to Rush when it comes to the demands and expectations of doing a high-profile daily three-hour talk show, which requires hours of prep per day, an original take on the issues, and the ability to connect the complex dots of presenting a thesis and then setting about supporting it in a cogent manner. Trump is a showman, but what Rush listeners expect is a much more sophisticated and nuanced approach to creating a meaningful listening experience than what it takes to hold court and mug over a campaign rally before thousands of adoring followers. And basically what I'm saying is, you know, doing a radio show is more than just having a high profile or having a political opinion. There's an art to doing radio, and Rush is a master of it, and he also works hard. I can't imagine Trump vamping for 3 hours on the radio every day, and the listeners eventually finding anything in it that...
It would have to be, if it were to be successful, I don't think it could be 3 hours, 2 hours maybe, and it would have to be caller-driven. But can he come up with, you listen to the last 4 years, or those people who lived in New York or been around Trump, he's pretty simplistic and pedantic in what he says about most anything. You know, he's the generalization, you listen to some of the rallies that he has, and other than spending time making fun of people, what he did, maybe the audience would like that. You know, whether it lasts for a long time, I think you're right on. I think there are a lot of people who would like to hear him on the radio, and I know the people that run the network that Rush is on would love to have the support of that audience ongoing. And is there anybody that can hold it other than Trump? The answer to that is a frank no, not even close. And they know that too. So is it worth it to spend $100 million to hold on to that audience? Maybe to try it even? You know, but what do they have? Well, they only have $100 million to lose.
Well, and they don't have $100 million. Right now, radio is hurting. Mm-hmm. And there's no question it would lose. And I'm not a pollster. I'm just simply saying I'm an expert on radio. Trump would not make it on radio in the grueling series of doing a five-day show, whether it's 2 or 3 hours. It's not in his nature. You see them coming. You see them going.
I don't think he's that deep, Frank. That's what I was saying. I think he comes up with these simplistic things. You know, when he's talking about people, he's a wonderful guy. Or, you know, but what does he really know about the issues, and what does he really
know? Well, that's
the
whole thing. The thing that makes Rush Limbaugh a success is one of the tenets upon which his success is built is that every day he has a very original take on the issues and the news, original angles, whereas Trump's entire take is gotten from conservative talk radio and television.
Talking points.
He doesn't come up with original concepts. Mm-hmm. He gets his talking points from guys like Rush or Sean. Yeah.
Levin. Levin has been the source of lots of stuff, as you know, that because of whatever he does during his day job, the stuff that he does that sends things along to both Sean and to Rush to talk about on the air. You know, I'm going to reflect a little bit on my own personal experience with Rush. When he and I were first started, he started in August of 1988. I started doing my morning program, the network program, which we've grown to with the DJV show, in October of that year. So he and I have been on the air the longest of anybody doing Monday through Friday syndicated radio programs. And I remember, because at the same time I was doing the morning program, starting it, I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at WCKY. Mm-hmm. And after Rush had been on the air for a year or so, they hatched an idea for him to go out around the country and do evening concerts, they call them. His evening, you know, he'd get dressed up in a tux and he'd go talk about this stuff. It didn't take him long for, you know, within the first year he really grabbed the audience because, as you have said so eloquently, he knew how to talk to the audience in a way that people say, who is this guy? What in the world is this all about? They had the Rush rooms and all of this stuff. People were immediately attracted to the way he entertained and informed. So when he came to Cincinnati, I worked with him for 3 days. I was basically his handholder, his mentor, not his mentor, but I was the guy that was supposed to, according to the manager of the radio station, make sure Rush was okay while he was in town. So I did. And we spent a lot of time together, and I remember, to your point of being prepared, he would go in, he'd say, give me a room, where can I go in the morning? He'd come in at 8 o'clock, and he would go into the studio, and he'd bring in all of his newspapers and clippings and things, and he had a razor blade. And he would cut things out of newspapers, and he would get things off the wire. At that time, there was still paper being used to present. And that's what he did for the entire 4 hours before he went on the air at noontime.
Absolutely.
He spent putting all of what he wanted to talk about together. That was what he did.
And another thing that he doesn't do, he doesn't run off his mouth when he's not prepared.
No.
I've seen cases where Rush has avoided talking about hot topics because he's not prepared. Mm-hmm. He would rather. Now, I don't agree with everything he says. I'm not saying he's right.
I don't agree with it,
but he's prepared. He has a basic knowledge of the facts, and it takes tremendous work to do that.
Yeah.
I don't think
Trump.
You know, Trump
focus.
Is the right. Trump is the opposite. Trump can't get his advisors. They can't get his attention when they give him presidential briefings.
He's got a lot of distractions. Okay, well. I think you did a great job in overviewing and telling the story. Would we like to see? I think it'd be exciting for a while, kind of fun.
But doesn't last. As somebody who defends the integrity and the history of the radio industry, I never like it when people get high position jobs based on their high profile.
I guess they don't last because they're not any good at it because they don't understand how to do it. There are a few exceptions to that, like Gordon Liddy, maybe. But
G. Gordon was an exception.
Yeah.
Ed Koch was an exception in New York City.
Yeah.
On television, Jerry Springer really turned a political career into a shtick that was kind of fun for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, Jerry Springer is a very intelligent man when you talk to him outside of that realm. But for the most part, they come, they go. They don't, you know, Mario Cuomo is one of the biggest disappointments in talk radio, the great orator.
That's all he was an orator. Yeah, he didn't have the ability. He wasn't himself. I will tell you this, and as self-serving as it may sound, you pretty much, when you hear me on the air, you hear who I am. I am who I am, and that's what comes across. Same to a point with Limbaugh, although I do remember once a reporter was grilling him on something he said. Do you really believe that? And I think his response was something like, hey, man, I'm in the entertainment business. I'm a showman. This is a show. So does he believe everything he says? I don't know. Who knows? But you can't take away from him the fact. You remember the original stuff when it was starting to Gorbasms and the stuff, the crazy things that he got away with. That's why people went to him originally. It wasn't because of his political point of view, although that didn't hurt. But he was so... You know, he spent a lot of time with the producers coming up with silly bits, sound that was used on the air that made the radio program that much more entertaining. And let's face it, if you aren't entertaining, no one is going to listen to you. Period. End of story.
Not on radio, no.
No.
You got to grab them.
Yep.
But you got to bring something to the table as well. You really do. You got to be entertaining, and you got to provide what's called takeaways.
Yeah.
Or entertainment alone is not going to get you respect.
And again, please forgive me if it sounds self-serving. What I just said about
you're saying that a lot
today,
this morning. Just say,
well,
hey, I'm
just
great.
I'm thinking about what you said. You're prompting me to have a response. And so what I said about the Defense Department and the military, and comparing that or putting that into the Veterans Day thing, that's a thought that goes someplace. It gets to people, and they talk about it. Do you realize? Yada, yada. And that's what you want. You want people to think about what you're saying and maybe do something about it. So that's the kind of stuff you look. Anyway, I think that, back to you and your comments, it was very well put, and sort of maybe that will set the tone for what goes on, because the people who run these networks, listen, don't kid yourself. I'm saying you're not kidding yourself, but the people who run these networks listen to you, pay attention to what you have to say. So somebody in the big office, wherever the big office is, says, wait a minute, maybe we shouldn't be spending that money on Trump if he comes to us. 45 past the hour, speaking of success, the biggest and best company in America making bedding, sheets, pillows, mattresses is, you know who it is. It's MyPillow. You've heard everybody on the air. All these people were talking about, they've been talking about MyPillow for years, and so have I. MyPillow is known to my audience as something that is to be respected, not just because of good product, but because the guy who did it is someone who started from scratch. He was a drug addict. He was down and out. He was done. You read his book, he was ready to commit suicide. Practically, and then somehow or other, This idea came to him. He put this all together. Now he's got a thriving American business, 1,500 employees, making pillows and the like around the clock at the factory in Minnesota. What a great American story. And you can take advantage of their success right now. Best prices ever on the standard queen and king size premium MyPillows. Save two-thirds off the original price. Wow. You can buy for $30 what you used to be able to buy for $70. That's the deal with all these pillows. That's why they call it MyPillow.com. And to make it even better, the folks at MyPillow are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. It's not 60 days. It's all the way to next March. Buy them now. Use them. You don't like them? Turn them in. Get your money back. That's the guarantee that's solid, ironclad at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. At checkout, use the promo code DJV for these special deals. DJV at MyPillow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
If you're a fan of golf, you're probably excited about the Masters. And one really fun way to enjoy any event is by placing a wager. BetUS.com is a fun and easy site where you can bet on pretty much anything. Barry Barger from BetUS.com explains.
Basically, reality shows, live events, futures, which means you can bet next year's NBA today. There's just thousands of bets available, basically, on every sport.
And right now, you can bet on the Masters.
There's also matchups. They're matched up against other golfers. There's three-way bets. There's over-unders on first round, on winning score. Do you make the cut or don't you? So you'll have a money line on each of those sides. Will there be a hole-in-one?
Use the code TECH125 to get 125% sports bonus when you sign up to BetUS.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute. Brought to you by ASUS.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Introducing the new Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. This Black Friday, save up to $500 on adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Smart Sleep event. Get your best sleep. All night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
All right, so Michael Harrison, you every week do the MH interview, Michael Harrison interview. This week you salute a group. Who are you saluting?
I'm saluting the Broadcasters Foundation of America, which has been around for 70 years. It's a group of broadcasters that support broadcasters when they suffer from acute illness or tragedies or disasters. If a person works in radio or TV and they run out of money, they can't work, they're sick. It's not an unemployment agency. It's basically a charity that has kept a lot of people who have been radio and TV workers. We're not talking necessarily stars, although some of them are. They run into tough times. The Broadcasters Foundation is there. It really is geared to people in our business. But if people are interested in how radio and television operate, you get some good insights from it. So check it out, folks, at mhinterview.com.
You have someone that we all like, Harry Hurley. You're interviewing him, and Deborah Norville is on this as well,
right? Oh, yeah. Deborah Norville, Harry Hurley, and the president of the operation.
Yep. All right. Check out the salute to the Broadcasters Foundation, mhinterview.com. You can find it also at talkers.com with all the news of the week from the world of News Talk Radio, including the story list and the people list. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on The Countdown.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now with one of my favorites in the radio world and in life in general. A gentleman and a gentleman, smart lawyer too, Steve Wiseman, known as Stephen JJ to his friends. He's a college professor. What do your students call you? They call you Professor Wiseman, Mr. Wiseman, Attorney Wiseman, Steve Areno, what do they call you?
I make them call me Your Honor.
Yeah.
Professor.
The next step is for you to be a judge.
That's yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Well, that's all right. We can wish for it anyway. Yeah. Okay, so one of the reasons that Steve is here is because we want him to take a little view askance, if you will. Some of the big stories, according to Talkers Magazine this week, the number two story, the Georgia runoffs, the recount down there. And the legal challenges that continue in some places, whether they have merit or they don't, it is still a continuing saga, I guess that's the way to look at it. Right, Steve?
Yeah, the whole election. Interestingly enough, the election went off pretty darn efficiently, particularly
yes.
for being in a pandemic. I was
yep.
really happy to see that. And just recently, the Department of Homeland Security even said that this was the most secure election in history. But it was relatively close, although the recounts, the last I saw, had popular vote Biden up by about 5 million votes. However, yeah. certain states were close, and there will be recounts, and that's within the president's rights or anyone else's rights. But nothing's going to change, and the arguments that there was fraud don't hold up. Interestingly enough, Senate President McConnell was saying how great the Republicans did in their Senate races, in the House races, and yet it's the same ballots that the president was on. So how can you have one set of ballots be not okay and the other one be okay? But in any event, it'll all clear out.
All right. Yep. That figure is much. Number five, Actually, number four is the Supreme Court and its ruling or investigating the Affordable Care Act. Vote surprise you?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, one of the more interesting things, and here, you know, they actually haven't voted yet on it, but they did hear it. And uniformly, the judges were in favor of maintaining the act. And frankly, from a legal standpoint, it absolutely should not have been overturned. And even the conservative justices were of that bend. What was, to me, the most interesting thing was the basis for this, Congress had taken away individual mandate, and then they later said that the whole thing should be struck down. Well, what Justice Roberts said, he said, well, what Congress wants us to do is do their work for them. If they wanted to do away with the Affordable Care Act, Congress could have done that, but they didn't, and they're leaving it up to us, being the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court's going to look at this thing as on a real legal basis. I mean, you had Justices Thomas and Kavanaugh and Roberts and Alito all showing on strict legal grounds why it should not be overturned. But it was interesting to me that they were critical of Congress, as they should have been.
Okay, let's see. What other items here? Number eight on the story list is the continuing focus on police reform. More people I see that the father and son accused of killing that fellow Arbery are in court,
yeah,
asking for a judge to consider their bond request. Boy, that takes a lot of chutzpah.
It does, but yeah, I mean, technically, as far as bond goes, it's to ensure that the defendants will show up for court. And so if they're not a Jeffrey Epstein, who's a flight risk, they do. He's not quite the flight risk anymore.
Not a flight risk now, no.
No. Yeah, that's something I was going to get us both in trouble.
Oh, go ahead. No, come on.
Actually, flying his feet, I haven't touched the floor in a long time.
We'll just you know, there are people who think that he and Maxwell already are on a beach somewhere in some island that nobody knows.
I teach media law among other classes, and the misinformation that people will accept. Maybe he's there with Elvis too, because Elvis apparently didn't know either.
So the police reform thing is just something that's got to go on. That's the issue for 2021.
Yeah. I think, you know, and we've talked about
services.
This before. It's not a matter of, you know, no one's asking to get away, or few rational people are saying that we shouldn't have a police department, but we have to have a better trained police department.
Right, better, yeah, absolutely. Stephen, J.J. Wiseman, college professor, and here with us every week on the Countdown to go through the legal aspects of some of our big stories.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.